Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in once again to Issues Concerning Women. I am your host, Francine Humphrey, and I'm the director of Issues Concerning Women. And on our forum, we always talk about what women are facing today. We are so excited to be on with you every Thursday night at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. It doesn't matter where you are. You can call in to the program if you have questions, or you can go online and join us there, and that's what a lot of people do. Issues Concerning Women is a forum. We talk about love, how to inspire, we want to empower, we want to mentor, encourage. This forum will cover a multitude of topics. Our goal is to penetrate the thought process and transcribe the spirit side of certain issues. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women reaching their long-term and short-term goals. We are just always so excited. The last few weeks we've had authors on the show talking about their different books, the struggles that they've gone through. And the main topic that we always have come back to is unforgiveness. So if you're out there tonight and you're listening to the show, if you're harboring any bitterness or unforgiveness in your heart, we're asking that you release it and let it go. I want you to just say out loud, you know, God, I know what I've been going through and I've been harboring this thing in my heart, and Lord, I want to forgive so-and-so. So you put their name in the blank. And you have to do forgiving instantly. You can't keep holding on to it because that's when it becomes bitterness. And we want to let that thing go and release it. And I know that you're going to enjoy the show tonight. And since we've had authors on the show for the last couple of weeks, we always talk about you have something to tell if you had a life of that may have started out at a young age in pain and confusion, and you're ready to tell the world about who you are and the things that you have gone through. The best way to do that is by writing. And the first step that I suggest to anybody who wants to write is to journal. And some people write, you see them in restaurants and wherever they're out there on the bus or they're in a meeting, and they're just writing things down on paper. Sometimes they're journaling. They're writing down their thoughts, their innermost feelings. They're not going to share it with you, but they are writing these things down so that when they get home, they can put them in their permanent journals. Now, writing is something that we do because we are expressing ourselves. Some of us write poetry because we love words. We love the flow of poetry. Some people write music, screenplays, all kinds of genres are involved in writing. Some people write blogs. We have hundreds of thousands of bloggers now on the internet. And people make money from writing blogs. I know I enjoy it. I can't do it as much because my schedule won't allow me to at this point. But, you know, every time I think about writing something down or starting a new project, I have to always smile and say, you know, this is my passion. This is what I love to do. I love writing. I have other gifts that God has given me, but writing is one of them. I've always been a creative mind since a child. I always loved art and visuals, and I love describing things, and I love fashion. So all of these things are who I am, and they all are part of me. And I love each and everything that I do. You may have heard me say this before if you've been on my show before, that all the gifts that God has given me, I intend to use every last one of them. You know, and it may sound like I'm preaching, but that's okay because that's how passionate I am about it. If God has given you a gift and you're not using it and it's stagnant, you're going to lose it. You could be a singer, and you could be one of the greatest singers ever, but you only sing in the bathroom, or you only sing for your friends and family. You don't let anyone hear you. You have to use that gift. You have to nurture that gift and be bold and step out on faith and know that God has given it to you. He gave it to you first, but all gifts are to be given away. Think about that. When God gives us something, he gives it to us first, and then he wants you to give it away. It's not for you to hold on to, because then if we all held on to everything that was given to us, of course we would be selfish, we would be bitter. Again, that word comes up. We would have malice on our heart. We wouldn't know how to deal with everyday people and everyday situations. But tonight I want to talk a little bit about writing and how do you get started. And the first thing that you do when you're writing, you have to be focused on it. You have to know that this is what I want to do. I want to write this book or I want to write this poetry, and you focus on it. I have a book that I'm journaling right now called Focus On Right Now, W-R-I-T-E. Why? Because it's important that we put our thoughts on paper. And you know what the Bible says, write it down, make it plain. That applies to everything that we do. If you write things down, they're no longer just a thought in your head. Now they're out there in the atmosphere. Now your gift can be manifested because you have spoken it. It will come to fruition if you just stick to it, stay fast, and follow that trail and focus on what it is that you want to do. Life is so exciting and so wonderful, and God has so many things that he has for us to do. And I know that we are inspired by other people that we see. You know, Black History Month is coming up for the African-American families. The other cultures have their special occasions that are coming up throughout the year. And we just want to be prepared. We want to share with the world all that we have to offer because we're just a small population of people now. You know, the other minorities are outgrowing us by leaps and bounds, and we just have to, you know, be there and do the things, and we have to shine. You know, we're not discounting anybody for their faith, religion, or their culture, but as sisters and brothers of faith, and it doesn't matter what nationality you are, we have to shine, and that's what I mean. We have to shine. It doesn't matter what church you go to or what synagogue or what denomination you are. We just have to shine because we are the chosen ones. Amen. And we have to get over whatever little obstacles we have and when we're thinking about doing something, but we have to persevere and be steadfast in it, you know, because God loves when we shine because that makes him shine. We give, especially when we're giving him the glory, because the glory has to go to him. You know, so I can get a little preachy there. Y'all know that if you can listen to my show. But, you know, that's all well and good because I'm just so happy about where I am in my life right now. I love what I do. I love the writing process. I love getting it down on paper. Then I like seeing it on a computer. And then it comes to life when you start to put the book together. And it's just a marvelous, marvelous feeling. If you like what we're talking about tonight and you need more information, you can call me at 757-567-6734. That's 757-567-6734. If you're online with us tonight and you want to call in, you still can do that too. We've got a little bit of time for questions and answers. My guest call-in number is 1-347-826-7543. So don't be shy. Call me and we can chit-chat for a minute. If you have questions, I'd love to hear back from all the wonderful people that are online and doing their business and writing books. I want to say a shout-out to my friend Karen Gilliam, and she's in North Carolina. She's moving forward. She was on the show last month, and she is just an exciting woman. She's very inspirational, and she's got some good things going on in her life, and I just wanted to send a shout-out to her and her new venture, and we won't talk about it yet until it actually happens. But I would also like to say a shout-out to Veronica McMillan. Now, my sister Veronica was on 2 weeks ago, and she is formatting a show called Soul Works. And I want to give her a little plug tonight. And her show is going to be on every Tuesday night at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. It's called Soul Works. So you just go to blogtalkradio.com/soulworks, and you can check out Veronica. And I was on her show for her first show on Tuesday night. It was an awesome, awesome show. We talked about her format and what she was going to do and all these wonderful things that are happening in the new year. All this comes about from, again, our gifts and our talents and how we're able to help each other. Veronica is a life coach. We partner up all the time because I'm a spiritual coach, and we get together and we help men and women in crisis, and we help those that need counseling, and we go out into the community and work. And that's where our writing writing skills come in, because we're able to put together programs for the different organizations that we work with. Veronica McMillan is a nonprofit organization, and she's a powerful, powerful sister. If you didn't hear our show, go back and check out the show with Veronica McMillan. I'm sure you will enjoy it. So let's get back on the topic of writing. For myself, I've been writing, like I said, since I was a little girl, always wanting to do plays and learning about different things. I've taken a course on screenwriting, and that's exciting for me. So, you know, I'm just so excited. My writing has led me to different genres. I have written poetry, and I've submitted it, and I get rave reviews on that. I also was the producer and editor of the magazine Designing with Style. And the awesome thing about magazine writing is it takes you to another level, because if you see the Essence magazine and the Ebony and the InStyle magazine, and InStyle is another one of my favorites because it's about fashion and fast forwarding and what's new and jewelry and what's hot and what's going on. But do you see the number of pages that they have in that magazine? Do you know how much it takes to put that magazine out? But you know what? It also develops skills. It gives people jobs. So when I published my magazine, I was grateful that I had a great team to help me. I had photographers and ghostwriters and co-writers and people just there to help me. So it was people submitted articles. It was wonderful. And I think I want to do that again. And maybe not Designing with Style, I'm not sure, and I have to pray about that. But I just want to do another format other than my book writing. So I guess I could tell you a little bit about my new book that is on the horizon is Women of Real Grace Grow. It is almost done. We're in the editing stage right now, and I'm really excited about it. It's about the women and their different generations and how they've come through by God's grace. And many of us are in that situation, and men too, so we never want to leave them out because we're not in these relationships alone. We're in them with our partners and our husbands and our significant others. And we are just so ecstatic about the book. And I can't wait for it to come out. I don't want to rush it because I want it to be right when the public sees it, but I've been working on it, and it's close to my heart because I touch on things that I actually grew up seeing in my family with the women in my family and how they overcame many of their obstacles and where it all wasn't all good, but at the same time, it was so much a part of my life, I wouldn't change anything about it. It was sometimes hard-lived and sometimes very sad, the relationships, as I watched them deteriorate and fizzle. But, you know, through God's grace, we were able to get through those things and move past them. I have domestic violence in my past. My father was an alcoholic. I had an alcoholic sister who died at the age of 48. I was her older sister, so even now, as I think back about that, it still is a subject that is hard to talk about. But that'll be the next book that I'll be writing. It's called Sapphire Hearts, and it'll be about that, my sister and her alcoholism and how she never actually made it out of the darkness into the light. Many times she came close, it was just a back and forth thing. And if you know anybody that has an alcohol or drug problem, then you can relate to that. But I don't want you to be sad about it because my sister's gone on to be with the Lord, and we're happy that she's not suffering anymore. Because you know anybody that drink from the age of 8 until the 2 months before they died, it was ongoing tragic life for her. Nothing ever was in the real world of reality, what we call reality and what we know to be, but it was her world, and she never was able to beat her addiction. But that's the other book. But to help anybody that's interested in writing a book, I tell you to write. That's how you learn. And to read. Because if you can't read, you definitely can't write, you know, and they go hand in hand. You know, you always used to wonder why they made us read so much in school. We used to even read math problems. Why? Because if you read it, you understand it, and you're able to apply it. You know, because it's like, what does word problems have to do with math? I'm never going to use this at the grocery store. But if you can't read the problems, or you can't read the ingredients. If you're at the grocery store buying something, you can't read the milligrams and you can't read the sugar content, then you have a problem. And that's why reading was so important when we were in school. And we hope that, you know, you all can you know, see why it was so important, you know, that we read. And, again, I encourage you, if you're writing a book, the first thing you need to do is focus on your book. That's the first thing. The second thing you need to do is journal. And the third thing you need to do is read, read, read. And then the fourth thing you need to do is write, write, write. It doesn't have to make any sense to anybody but you. It doesn't have to be complete sentences. It can be short thoughts. It can be one word. Like I said, you see people writing all the time. They are jotting down notes. They are scribbling. Especially very creative people, because things come to them while they're sitting on a bus or at a restaurant. So they have to write those things down as God gives them to them, because if they don't, they may lose them and never be able to recapture them again. Have you ever woken up and God gave you a song or a poem and you didn't write it down, and then when you try to remember it later that day, you couldn't remember it? Why? Because you were supposed to get up and write it down. So if things come to you in the middle of the night, I suggest that you do what my husband did and get a tape recorder. I'll have batteries in it. If something comes to you, you record it, and then the next day you'll be able to get up and write it down. You know, I'm laughing because I remember I used to get all these revelations, you know, and all these epiphanies in the middle of the night. I don't know why. God likes to talk to me at 3:33, you know. I know somebody can relate to that, or 3:05, and I would pop my eyes open, and I would be like, oh, what now, you know, and I'm given something. I'm given a poem or a song, and I jump up, and I'm running to turn the light on, and I'm disturbing my husband, and he just was like, okay, let's get you a tape recorder. And it's a little one, a miniature one, and I can just turn it on. I can say what I need to say. If I have a thought that comes to me or something I want to do that's important for me or my family or the ministry, I can say it into the recorder when I get up in the morning. I don't have to get out of bed, and especially during the winter. It's cold. You know, you don't want to get out of bed. And I can write it down the next day and put it where it needs to go. When we're writing, we want to be absolutely sure that we are on the right track with our writing. We talk about all the time style. The other thing that I always talk about when you're writing, everybody's style is different. So, you know, if you went to school and they taught you creative writing and they taught you how to let the words flow and make long sentences and short sentences, I know it's confusing, but just write, and you will develop your own style. You will be known for that style of writing. And the one person that I can think of that comes to mind that everybody probably knows internationally is Terry McMillan. And she, you know, she's an African-American writer, but she has a certain style of writing. And if you read her books, you see that style. If you start to, the more you read, the more you'll be able to identify different styles. And you will become comfortable with what's good for you. If you're writing journals or you're writing articles, of course, all your articles have to, and they're about true facts, they have to be, you know, just true facts. And it's not important so much about your style, but you have to have some kind of flow to the writing. And what I always tell people is think about your conversation. When you start a conversation, there's a beginning, there's a middle, and there's an end. And you can tell when the conversation is coming to an end. You can tell when somebody's being sarcastic in the conversation. You can tell when somebody's saying something funny in the conversation. You can tell. And so use that in your writing. Don't be afraid to write the way that you talk. And so many people say that I do. And I talk fast. So, you know, I know that. So sometimes I have to slow myself down. But I write the same way. When I'm writing, I'm just writing, you know. So I write really fast. And when I'm sending out a little short email, I'm to the point, and it's fast, and it's done, you know. But when you're thinking about the style of writing that you want to do, we want you to be relevant to your topic. And that's the other thing. Think about conversation. Be clear about what you're writing about. You know, don't be confusing to your audience. Think about who you're writing for. If you're writing a children's book, they're totally different from writing a book for a college student. So you have to right to your audience. You know, children, their attention span is short. The book is going to be short. It's going to be a lot of color, and boom, your book is done. But if you're writing for a teenager, you have to keep their interest. It has to be interesting. It has to be clear. You don't want to use too many words that they can't identify with. You want to be on their level. If you're writing to college students and instructors, if you're writing something that is going to be used for education, then, of course, you can step it up a notch and, use those words that are relevant to that particular genre. But just be relevant and measure the information. Ask yourself, can I understand this myself? You know, is this how they will hear my voice? And this is this how they will critique what I'm saying? Is this how they will receive what I'm saying? Is this how our conversation will begin and end? And it's important to always remember that. Just don't keep writing and it's not making any sense. Read what you write, and that's another important key. So, you know, you read what you write and see how it sounds. You know, if you're from the South, we talk so much different from the people in the North. We use words that they don't use. They use words that we don't use. But write for your conversation and for your audience, and you'll learn how to critique it and, change it around. Everyone is for clarity, of course, but few of us acknowledge it really counts. But we want you to acknowledge that. We want you to think about how you're writing and how it's coming across. And we want you, your readers, to be excited about your language and be clear about it. We don't want you to be what they call a lazy writer. You're using short word terms and you never get into in-depth conversation in your writing. So think about that when you're writing. The other thing you also want to do is you want to attend workshops and seminars on writing, because what happens when you're around writers and publishers and artists and photographers, guess what? They get you excited and they get you motivated. They get you to the point where you're like, I just got to go home and I'm going to write, you know, 10 pages tonight, and write every single day if you can. I know some of us don't have that privilege. You may have a 9-to-5. You're not able to write, but if you can carry your journal with you to work and write on your lunch hour, just try to write every single day and just be true to yourself, you know. And if you want to be empowered or you need instruction and you need help with your writing, you can call me. Again, my number is 757-567-6734. My name is Francine Humphrey, if you're just tuning in to the show. And you can call me anytime. I do have voicemail. And, or you can go to my website, www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. And, of course, it's just like it's spelled, issuesconcerningwomen.com. I'm excited about everything that we're going to be doing in the coming year. We got so much going on. I also want to tell you about another up-and-coming author. Her name is Yvonne Williams. She's got a new book coming out, and it's powerful. It's called Can't Forgive, Can't Forget. You know, I'm helping her. I'm one of her mentors, and I am just so excited about all these women that are getting their stories out there. You know, it's time for us to release these pains and these hurts that we're holding on to. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't do it, because, of course, there are always going to be naysayers. There are always going to be the people who say, you know, who told you who you could write? You didn't go to journalism school. You didn't take creative writing, but it's never too late if that's what you need. Some people, if you're writing about your life story, you may not need help because that's a true story. You were there. You know all the details. But if it's something that you're not sure about, or a topic you're not clear about, then, of course, you need to do your research. You need to take some classes. You need a mentor to help you. You need an editor to edit your writing. And that's where we come in. We are able to help you. I do that for people. I am excited to hear about what you're writing about. Of course, everything that you tell me will be in confidence. I don't disclose any information unless you say that I can. So, excuse me, I'm a little dry tonight because I've been out all day and I've been talking about these books all day long, but I'm so excited about everything that's happening and issues concerning women. We're moving forward. We're on the, I believe we're on the right path, and God is opening so many doors for us. I am in Virginia Beach, Virginia, just in case you did not know. You can call me at any time. We're going to have a workshop in April. It's going to be April the 23rd. Right here in Virginia Beach, and then we're working on something for September, and we may even get to do our spiritual retreat this year. So we're working on that. That's in the works. So if we don't get it done this year, it would definitely be 2012. But we're hoping that we will be able to do that, because we have so many of our sisters and that need some relaxation time. And if you would like to know anything about what we're doing, how we can help you, or if you have a business that you want us to know about and you want to come on the radio show, please call me, 757-567-6734, or you can email me directly at CINEDESIGN@AOL.com, or go to my website, www.issuesconcerningwomen.com, ISSUESCONCERNINGWOMEN.com. I know that's a mouthful, but it's worth it, every minute of it. You can go on, if you're on the website, you can leave me a message. Sometimes it takes me a while to get back to that, because I don't check it every single day, but if it comes to my phone, I'll immediately go in and check it, and I'll be able to answer you back. But the best way to reach me is by telephone, and that number again is 757-567-6734. So just be sure that you call me. You can call me Monday through Friday. I'm available on the weekends. Of course, you probably get voicemail, but that's okay. I will call you back the following workday. So I'm excited. I'm glad you're able to tune in to Issues Concerning Women. We are so excited about everything that is going on. Our word for tonight, if I had one word that I wanted to say about everything that's going on, is empowerment. That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to empower. I love what I do. I've been blessed in so many ways, and I like to share that with my audience. I am excited about all the things that are happening and issues concerning women. Hope you're excited about it too. And we just want to let you know that we are here. We're for positive networking. We're here to inspire and encourage others, not only to write, but to step out on faith to fulfill your dreams. I want these aspiring authors that are listening tonight, don't be shy. Get in contact with me or somebody else that you know that writes. Let somebody know what you're doing. Who's going to know if you don't tell anybody? Don't let God take that gift away from you that he has given you. When I get to the pearly gates, I'm going to be there, and I'm going to be like the Draco. I'm going to say, Lord, I use all my gifts. I thank you for them. I gave you the glory in everything that I did, and I was totally, completely, 100% happy with everything that God has provided for me. It's been wonderful being on the show with you. We're on every Thursday night at 8:30, from 8:30 to 9. We have powerful guests. If you would like to be a guest, don't forget, give me a call or shoot me an email. I will be more than happy have you on the show. It is just an awesome feeling that when you're doing what you love to do, it doesn't feel like work. Does anybody agree with me? It doesn't feel like work. You know, 30 minutes goes by so fast. I wanted to give out this information tonight. That's what was on my heart. I wanted to talk about writing and encourage you to write that story, to write that poetry, to write that song. You know, everybody's not going to be a world-known author. You know, everybody's not going to be overnight success, but you'll be able to help somebody else with the things that you write. We can't lose our power. You know, writing is power, especially for women and men of color. We have power. We need to speak it, and we need to write it, and we need to know that we have a voice, because for so long, so many of us were able to get out in the public forum and speak and do the things that we do and be on radio, you know. And when I leave this show. I have a show to do at 9:30 for my local station on 1270 AM. But you know what? I'll be back next Thursday night at 8:30 on Blog Talk Radio. Have a blessed night.